Ahoy there, fine crew and wayfaring souls. Welcome aboard the Pirate's Code, the podcast where none other than the infamous Captain Blackbeard himself shares his sage advice and seaworthy opinions on all manner of life's adventures, from fighting storms to managing your gold doubloons. Tis Arabella speaking, sending hearty greetings from Gorda Sound, here in the fair Virgin Gorda of the British Virgin Islands. We be anchored abaft the lively shores, battling the sun and bringing aboard fresh supplies to keep our bellies full and spirits high. Today, I be digging into Blackbeard's old sea chest, and I've found a gem from years past, the captain's simple and trusted way of keeping one's treasure safe and growing. The four bucket money management plan. It be a system so easy, even a drunken cabin boy could follow it without bamboozling himself. So batten down the hatches, me hearties, and ready yourselves for a voyage into financial wisdom the pirate way. Raise the Jolly Roger and let's chart a course toward greater wealth and a future as rich as a Spanish galleon.
So I be asked, what would Blackbeard say about money management in order to get ahead in life? Army mighty, let me spin you a yarn fit for the high seas about Blackbeard's four-bucket money management system. You see, many a landlubber be struggling to live the life they yearn for, their pockets ever empty despite their toil. In modern jargon, no matter how much they earn, they are still basically living month to month and spending all the money they make. But fear not, for I'll shed some light on the matter. The first thing you do with coin you earn be to cover your basic needs, your home, your ship, or your vehicle, and all the essentials of life. After that, 'tis all about the principle of the four buckets, savvy? Imagine me drawing four buckets in the sand, each marked with a number, 1 through 4. Now here be the secret sauce. What do you do with the extra coin you be earning? You don't want to be like a leaky barrel, losing all your plunder to the depths. No, you want to be smart about it. So here's what you do. If you have a job, career, or profession, hang on tight. Then create a bucket number 1. Start a side hustle or a business on the side that has the potential to grow and outproduce your job. The first bucket you fill be for your enterprise. Whether you be a merchant trading goods or a swashbuckler hunting for treasure, you need to keep your business ship-shape. Invest in your enterprise, me hearties. Buy the tools, the supplies, and the crew you need to keep it sailing smooth. But mind ya, don't be squandering your booty on unnecessary trinkets. Keep a keen eye on growth and expansion, and let your enterprise be the wind in your sails. Remember, in the world of capitalism and free enterprise, you gotta own a piece of the enterprise to enjoy its sweet taste. So tend to your business first, and it'll be the anchor that keeps you steady through the stormy seas of life. Aye, you say, that be not what most of the financial wizards teach. Most of them teach people to start out by paying off all your debts. Arr, you speak true words, me hearty. Most of them fancy financial wizards be preaching the gospel of debt-free living, but that be only part of the tale. You've been shackled by the chains of debt for too long, focusing all your energies on breaking free of debt, instead of setting sail for riches by building a successful enterprise. But fear not, for I'll set you on the right course. There be wisdom in learning how to escape the clutches of debt, aye. Those who teach such ways be doing a noble service. But if you be seeking true wealth, you need to chart a different course. You need to hoist your colors and set out to build a business that'll be your ticket to fortune. Start by creating bucket number 1, a business that'll churn out gold coins even when you be lounging in your hammock. Build it strong, me hearties, so it'd be paying you back tenfold for every ounce of effort you put in. Make it so you ain't tied to trading hours for a measly wage. Let your business be the wind in your sails, carrying you to riches untold. Then you can pay off all the debt very quickly and easily. I once heard a wise soul say, serve the masses and you'll live among the classes. Most folks toil away for the wealthy, working jobs that fill another's coffers while they scrape by with the rest of the rabble. But if you want to rub elbows with the wealthy, you need to take matters into your own hands. Start a venture that serves the masses and watch as your fortunes soar to new heights. So cast off them chains of debt, me hearties, and set your sights on building a business that'll make you a legend of the seas. Aye, that be the true path to wealth and glory. Listen up, me hearties. For all lay bare the secrets of the financial seas. Them debt reduction experts be making a fortune by serving the masses. Folk drowning in debt like lost souls adrift on a stormy sea. They be building businesses that reach far and wide, helping thousands find their way back to smooth waters. Aye, they may have started by showing folks how to escape the clutches of debt, but they be filling their coffers by charting a course for riches through bucket number one, a thriving enterprise. If your aim be to break free from debt's grip, heed their words and follow their guidance. But if you be setting your sights on true wealth, you best be following their lead and building a business of your own. Now, let's talk about the second bucket, clearing your debts. Once you've set your ship afloat with a sturdy business, start diverting your extra plunder towards settling your debts. There may be a tome out there that'll teach you the ways of debt repayment, and I'd recommend you dive into those pages with all your might. But beware the third bucket, me hearties. Tis where you venture into the treacherous waters of investments. Many a soul be lured by the siren song of the stock market, thinking they be investing when they be naught but gambling. Aye, you must tread carefully, seeking guidance from the seasoned sailors who've navigated these waters before. Never trust a hot tip from a landlubber, for true wisdom lies with those who've weathered the storms of the market. True investing be putting your coins into something you understand. Whether it be real estate, businesses you comprehend, or metals that never lose their luster. Blackbeard preferred businesses that paid shillings regularly. Buy and pray that it go up in value be not a good strategy. So set your course with care, me hearties, and may the winds of fortune fill your sails on the journey to riches beyond your wildest dreams. Now, me matey, let's dive into the fourth bucket, a treasure trove fit for a king. Once you've built up enough treasure in your investments to sustain your current way of life, tis time to turn your attention to bucket number four, lifestyle. This be when you can finally indulge in the finer things in life without a care for the morrow. Picture it, me hearties. You be sailing the seas in a grand vessel, decked out in the finest silks and jewels. You be exploring exotic lands, treating your loved ones to all the luxuries they desire. No more scrimping and saving, for your coffers be overflowing with riches. But mark me words, ye must heed the order of the buckets. Make sure you've tended to the first three before you start splashing out on trinkets. If you've built a sturdy ship with bucket number one, clear the waters of debt with number two, and set sail on the seas of investment with number three, then you'll have naught to fear. 'Tis the opposite of how most landlubbers live. Their eyes dazzled by the promise of instant gratification. They toil away, earning pieces of eight only to fritter it away on fineries they can ill afford. Their lives be a never-ending cycle of debt and stress, weighed down by the anchor of compound interest. But not ye, me hearties. Ye'll be living the pirate's dream, free from the chains of debt, with a treasure chest brimming with wealth and a ship ready to sail into the sunset. So heed these words well, and may you navigate the waters of wealth with skill and cunning. So you ask, if getting wealthy be that simple, why don't more people get wealthy? Arr, me hearty, you be asking a question as old as the seven seas. Why ain't more folks sailing the waters of wealth? There be a shipload of reasons, but the biggest reason be that most folks never set foot on the deck of bucket number one. You see, many never even dare to hoist their own flag and start a business. Aye. 'Tis a fact. 95% of them who do hoist the Jolly Roger end up sinking beneath the waves within the first 5 to 10 years. Why, you ask? Well, many a business be doomed from the start, unable to create a steady stream of plunder. Instead, they be naught but a way to trade your time for pieces of eight. When the captain, ye in this case, steps away from the helm, the gold stops flowing. And alas, many who embark on this journey lack the grit and gumption to see it through to the end. Becoming a savvy business buccaneer be no easy feat. It be a journey of 2 years or more to master the ways of the trade. Yet many a landlubber be expecting instant gratification, like they be working as mere swabbies on someone else's ship. They be blinded by the glimmer of silver and gold, thinking they could be the hero of their own tale without putting in the hard yards. so they shun the advice of them who've charted these waters before, clinging to their fanciful notions of lone heroes and silver screen legends. But in the end, 'tis not the lone hero who claims the treasure. It be the savvy captain with a crew who knows when to seek counsel and when to set sail. So listen well, me hearties, and may you find the courage to hoist your own flag and set a course for the riches you deserve. This be Blackbeard, sailing off into the sunset. But I shall return, as me friend General Douglas MacArthur famously said. Send me a comment about this side hustle you have started, and if you be following me four-bucket system to success. And come for more Blackbeard advice at blackbeard.world.